Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. An Evergreen man was found dead in his home on Friday night. Arnold Nance, age 70, was the victim of a serious assault earlier this month, and Nance told deputies he was dragged from his home on Williamson Road, beaten and robbed. Nance had apparently been dead for several days when his body was discovered on Friday. The sheriff's office is currently investigating. Chadburn Water customers went back under a boil advisory on Friday after another main broke in the town. Repairs continued throughout the weekend. Any water used for human consumption would be boiled for 1 minute, except for bottled water. The boil order is expected to be lifted today. Tabor City will no longer be accepting water payments for Columbus County water customers after June 30th. The town will only collect money from its own water customers. Do not leave payments in the drop box at City Hall for county water bills. Whiteville City Council on Tuesday will review a utility easement for the Department of Transportation. The DOT planned to move utility wires as part of the U.S. 701 Bypass Improvement Project, specifically to make way for the new bridges crossing Soul Swamp. The board will also consider its revised personnel policy and hear departmental reports. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein kept his veto pen busy on Friday, stopping four bills focused on two major issues, gun control and illegal aliens. Stein vetoed the Constitutional Carry Act, saying allowing teenagers and others to carry handguns without a concealed carry permit would endanger the public. He also blocked the Criminal Illegal Alien Enforcement Act and two other bills requiring state and local law enforcement to work with federal agents on immigration cases. Stein said it would be unconstitutional to hold criminal suspects for 48 hours while waiting for immigration status checks and/or federal authorities. The WRC is asking for reports of alligators that hang around docks and homes or exhibit aggressive behavior. You can call 866-318-2401 if you have concerns about an alligator. The State Department of Transportation is urging motorists to enjoy the DOT-maintained flower beds along major highways, but don't stop to take photos. Most of the flowers are in areas that are not designed for safe parking. The DOT said in a press release, stopping on or along highways can lead to car crashes. The Department of Aging will have a Shred-a-thon Fraud Prevention Day on Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The event is to help protect community members and the elderly from identity fraud by shredding outdated private documents, old bills, old tax records, and employment records and other documents that include personal information. The Whiteville Senior Center is located at 827 Washington Street in Whiteville. In a response to the recent influx of dogs and cats at Columbus County Animal Protective Services, Garganus Feed and Grain put the call out to their suppliers for donations. Coker Feed, Value Pack, Diamond, Sunshine, and Victor all stepped up. A total of 68 bags of dog food and 3 bags of cat food were donated to the shelter on Friday morning. Garganus is collecting bags of feed and donations for the shelter. Right now, a record number of dogs, puppies, cats, and kittens are all available for adoption. You can call 910-641-3945. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.